Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, El, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. Trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow, let's get the hot stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special, real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
You left me.
First of all, you have to use your mind power to believe in yourself. The religious people would say to me, oh yes, Reverend Ike, you're telling people about believing in themselves, but what about believing in God? Well, who do you think God is? God has no personality except in man and as man. And God is not a big man in the sky. God is the real man in me. Let each person say this, because this is the truth of everyone. God is not a big man in the sky. God is the real man in me. We have another way of saying it, and I want to give you this prayer of affirmation to take with you so that you can have what you want now. God is the presence and power within me right now. Together. God is the presence and power within me right now. Another way that we can state it in this philosophy of the science of living is this. God is the mastermind working through me now. God is the mastermind working through me now. Come on, together. God is the mastermind working through me. Oh, you're getting turned on. Now, people say, well, Reverend Ike, what about believing in God? Please hear this. Your faith is no good until you learn to have faith in yourself. How in the world can you believe in somebody in the sky and you don't even believe in the somebody in you? How in the world can you believe in a Jesus that walked in Galilee and not believe in the God that walks in you? Oh, I think we're getting through. Somebody say, wow. Say it again. Care how much faith you may have in a God in the sky until you learn to have faith in the God in you, your faith is dead. It's no good to you. God in the sky is no good to you. Only God in you is of any value to you. The most important thing in the world is what you believe about yourself. That's the most important thing. Your entire experience is fabricated out of what you believe about yourself. And mind you, I always have to point this out. It is not important what other people believe about you. It's only important what you believe about yourself. And you see, you have to be the kind of person that you can believe in. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to be truthful with yourself. You have to be decent within yourself, and then you can believe in yourself. I want to say something that may be a little rough for clergymen to say again on international television. Once you learn to believe in yourself correctly, you are no longer worried about what other people are thinking or saying about you. Hear this. Until you learn to believe in yourself, regardless of what other people say or think, you're not going to get very far. As a matter of fact, you have got to come to that point in your experience where you know that your nose is clean, your business is straight, and you don't give a damn about what other people think about you. Excuse me, saints. Now, someone may be asking, well, Reverend Ike, how do I believe in myself? How do I go about it? Well, first of all, you have to believe that God is within you. Especially your religious people hear this if you don't hear anything else. God does not work for you from up in the sky. God works for you from within your very own mind. And I want you to make a personal affirmation out of that. God works for me from within my very own mind. Come on, say that to yourself. God works for me from within my very own mind. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You know, I used to get down on my knees and pray all those nice little Sunday school prayers for years, trying to get a God in the sky to do something for me. And I didn't get very much until I learned that God wasn't working for me from up in the sky, but God is working for me from within my very own mind. And the verse of Scripture brings this out. Be you transformed how? By the renewing of your mind. You see, the thing about people is they don't want to change their thinking. They don't want to change their minds. People want to change everything but themselves. People know exactly what everybody else ought to do, but they don't know what the hell they ought to do. But you see, when you get into your own mind and you get a hold on yourself, then God, the mastermind in you, will lead you and guide you and tell you what to do. You know, people even know how to even know what God ought to do. People try to tell God what to do. Well, God changed this person, changed that person. God changed this, that, and the other. But they don't want to change their negative thinking. But you must be transformed, as the Bible says, how? By the renewing of your mind. Hear this, please. Everywhere the Bible says believe, it means believe in yourself. It means believe in the presence of God in you. It means believe in the power of God in you. When the Bible says believe in the Son of God, that's you. It means believe in yourself. You must also use your mind power to believe that you can be and do and have the good which you desire. The first step to achieving your desire is to believe that you can. So let me hear every one of you raise your hands and shout, I can.
I can.
Once again,
I can.
All right, you're on the way. In the next few minutes, you'll be really turned on. And when I come back to Atlanta, you'll have some fantastic testimonies. Now, this is for religious people. You who are not religious, this may not be your hang-up. And with all due respect, let me say this. The people I have found in this world who have the worst hang-ups are the religious people. Ha, 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 ha! It is my experience that most of the time now, when I try to help people in this business of mind power, I have to first of all help them get rid of some of their religious hang-ups. And I found out also, many times the more religious people are, the more hung up they are. So now here's one of the hang-ups that some religious people have that you must throw away. You see, you must believe that you deserve the good which you desire. But you know, in the old religion, they would teach us to pray and say, Lord, I'm not worthy.
I got you.
Lord, I don't deserve your goodness. Now let's all confess. How many of you have ever prayed like that? Let me put my hand up and confess. I have. As a matter of fact, I know some prayer books that are just full of all kind of prayers that tell God how bad we are. Well, Lord, I'm not worthy of a thing. As a matter of fact, in the Bible, there was one man who prayed and said, Lord, I'm not worthy of the least of your mercies. Let me cut you loose from that hang up right now. Whenever you pray and say, Lord, I'd like to have such and such a thing, and right behind it you say, Lord, I'm not worthy, you might as well forget it. You're not going to get it. And here again, you know, there's one of those old hymns that they taught us to sing also. We would stand up and sing and say and call ourselves such a worm as I. Honey, that's dangerous. If you think of yourself as a worm, you're going to get the treatment that a worm gets. What happens to a worm? A worm gets what? Stepped on. Now you know why you're always getting stepped on. Believe that you are worthy. So let me give you this affirmation to shout with me as we go into the closing moments of this service. Shout with me, I am worthy of all of God's goodness. Come on together.
I am worthy of all of God's goodness.
I don't know why they taught me to pray that anyway. I think I deserve all of God's goodness. What do you mean I don't deserve? You always get what you believe you deserve. If you don't believe you deserve anything, you're not going to get anything. Now listen, and this will help some of you young people and all of you. In Hollywood the other day, I spoke to a young man who's been trying to get ahead in his career. And he said, Reverend, I just have not been able to get ahead in my career like I would like to. He said, and Reverend, I'm looking for someone to believe in me. And I've replied to him in a sermon in these words. You have to, first of all, believe in yourself and others will believe in you. You have no right to ask someone else to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself. Come on and say, wow. When you believe in yourself correctly and positively, then you can do what you want to do, have what you want to have, and nothing can hinder you. One additional point quickly here. You must use your mind power to decide clearly what you want. You would be surprised to know how many people haven't decided what they want. Another young man said to me a few years ago, someone offered him a 4-year scholarship to college, and he was talking to me about it. And he said, Reverend, he said, someone has offered me a 4-year scholarship to college, full paid scholarship. And he said, but Reverend, I have no goals. If someone said to me, what's your ambition, what's your goal, I couldn't tell them because I have no goals. Decide what you want to be, to do, and to have. And the moment you decide what you want, things will start clicking in your favor. Use your mind power. Because a man is a slave until he learns to use his mind. A man is ignorant until he learns the power of his mind and how to use it for his good. A man is lost in spite of his religion until he learns the power of his mind and how to use it for his good. And it doesn't matter how much religion you have. You're lost in spite of your religion until you learn to use your mind. It doesn't matter how much formal education you have. A man is ignorant until he learns to use his mind in order to be, to do, and to have the good which he desires.
Peace to God. Thanks for tuning in to the Solomon Temple Show. We're going to get right in. Bring Solomon on in. Hang on. Solomon, what's up? Peace. Peace to God.
Hey, peace, God. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Man, I love that Reverend Knight, man. Reverend Knight powerful, man.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't appreciate him back then, man. When I came up hearing about him, all I heard was negative stuff. Never heard of Reverend Knight, give out the money. All the broke people were saying that.
Unfortunately, I thought it. That's what I thought about him too. I thought he was like the Creflo. You know, I mean, who knows? Creflo might be saying something too. I ain't gave him a shot.
I listened to Creflo a few times. He wasn't that bad.
Sometimes you grow up you grow up thinking certain things until you see otherwise. So, you know, now I'm different. So it'd be fun if he's saying something.
I listened to Creflo a long time ago. He actually, not that bad of a preacher. Only thing I didn't like about Creflo was where he had his church, Lithonia, Georgia. The neighborhood around it was trash. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in a certain mindset, you think that, hey, these guys need to do more for the community. But to be all honest now that I'm doing stuff with the community, you can't get poor folks a handout.
You can't.
You really can't. you can't get a handout. They don't know what to do with it, and they will abuse you for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You got to
make them work for it.
And I mean, shoot, if we ain't learned nothing from the young brothers that died last week, you know, it's sad we like that, you know.
Somebody made me rethink. It said, you know, rich people are selfish, they're evil, this, that, and the other. But when I look at people who commit the crimes, they're poor people, stealing, robbing people, you know. That's evil.
That's right.
They don't want to work for it, but they'll rob you and take it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Ain't no rich people out there. Ain't no rich people out there knocking people over the head for their money. They might do some scams, you know.
That's right.
Rich scams. But, you know, most of the time, nobody getting killed on the level, when they commit their crimes.
And the bad thing about it is all they had to do was just take it and go on. You don't got to take the life. Now you got the karma then. I mean, now you in trouble. And it starts when you die. you need to kill somebody. The real trouble starts when you die. And I'm not talking about no Christian hell. You know what I'm saying? It's deep, man.
That karma, you got to pay it back. You got to pay it back, man.
And you see it demonstrated literally every day. I do countless readings during the weekend. And a lot of stuff that I'm seeing that people are experiencing is from their previous life, you know. You're going to pay for it. And I think that's the biggest thing that confuses everyone is... We get too caught up looking at this life. And that's the bridge, you know, like, man, this person, I mean, yeah, they're good in this life, but, you know, it's a series of lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And even the, in the Christ mythology, he does everything he can not to accumulate no karma, you know, and show selfless love and love to the point that they killed him, but he didn't want to accumulate nothing else while he was here. You know, they don't know what they're doing, you know, to the point that we're just insane. But, you know, like, you know, in the mythology, like, it's finished now. You know, you don't got to return back to this. And see, the biggest thing about this game of life is, like, you know, every day I listen to brothers, and brothers, they all brothers be so deep, man. They know so much. You know what I'm saying? This is the era, you know, our ancestors said in the Kali Yuga, this is where the expert going to be the fool, you know? And so it's so much information out. It's an overabundance of it. However, nobody is given the keys. So the information is literally useless. Now, the last few hundred years, the people, unless you was within a secret society, they didn't have the information. However, they had the virtue. You gotta have the virtue to access this. The virtue.
Yo, my God! Yes, that is true. I saw it.
So,
I see it every time I deal with people.
So now.
Greg, keep going.
Yeah. So like you said, you see it now. But like, if you look at it, the information is there, but the virtue is there, and the virtue is the key to open the door. Now, if it was about, let me think about something, the Vatican, man, them libraries in the Vatican are the best on the planet. There's nothing in comparison to it. Now, you got some billionaires, they got some relics and some ancient books that was passed down to them that they stole from our ancestors. I mean, we do got some pretty nice private libraries, but the majority of it is in the Vatican. You know, so now if it was about information, those people in the Vatican, especially the librarians, could control this planet off the information if information was the key. And every nigga you know, man, I remember when I had a lot of family members, you know, that come home with all this knowledge, man. Stuff that we talking about today, but they didn't have the keys to access that. And so when you talk about the keys to the deep dwellers, nobody want to hear the virtues and the keys they wanted you.
You know, you watch that right in your own shop. A lot of people trying to access certain information, and all of them got hung out to dry. You watch that. Let me tell you, listen, people who they think got the keys don't have the keys. They're living off of somebody else with the keys.
That's right. That's
right.
True.
I have experimented with this over and over, and then it came to a point where I don't do it no more. I have given people the information straight up. Told them what to do, how to do it, and they still don't get it. So I was really blown away by that. I said, this is a spiritual walk. Who is supposed to have it will have it and be able to use it, and who is not supposed to have it can have it, but they won't be able to use it.
Wow. I like how you put that.
You see, everybody, it's like you say, everybody got the knowledge because the knowledge is out there. It's out there. See, it reminds me of a vision I had a long time ago. It came in the form of a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I woke up and I was in this, it was this wall with just nothing but hieroglyphs on it. A big, massive
mm-hmm.
wall. And it was like dark. You know, I had those torches up, like you would see in an Egyptian movie or something like that. And I couldn't read none of it. Nothing. This was probably over 20 years ago. It was a series of dreams
wow.
that I had. And I couldn't understand
mm-hmm.
what it said. Then a voice said, you will understand this in time. So what you're saying is true. Listen, I have a wealth of information I'm sitting on. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times
right.
I can't decipher the information right away. And then one day I wake up and I can decipher it. And I create
you're
something.
You're going to intellectual. Yeah.
Right. One day it just comes, okay, because the information got to come out in spurts. Like right now we're
mm-hmm.
dealing with nationality. I have gotten a lot of people, their national, what they've been looking for. This is like the national thing was like the Holy Grail. People been looking
mm-hmm.
for. And I've gotten
That's
a few
right.
people through. But now my spirit is starting to say, that door is closing. Well, I'm not going to help people get through anymore. I can feel it. I can feel it coming. Oh, you got enough through. Right?
Right.
But then after that information, is going to come some more information to help us. Okay, now that we have it, what's the next steps?
Mm-hmm.
And I can see people That's... rising up against me because I have detached myself from them because I listen. I'm starting to listen to that spirit. Get away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, it's time for you to move on. This ain't for that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you don't know what I've been through in the last week because I haven't had a time to talk to you.
Wow.
Maybe it was a good thing I didn't talk. Man, I've been under attack from people that are supposed to be my friends.
Let
you know.
Play around.
That's what I've been doing. I still send them out peace and blessings, man. Peace and blessings to y'all. I mean, just publicly going out and just trying to destroy my name, you know, just publicly. But I understand what you said is the key.
Hey, don't stand beside them.
You
know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Because I know somebody right now. I ain't going to say nothing about this. Cause I ain't going to always say that because. Hey, I'm sorry. I ain't gonna say nothing about that, man. This, you know what I'm saying? They don't realize who they. Okay. I ain't gonna say nothing. This, let me close my mouth. You
but
know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying
is, you're gonna get what you
give. About it. Oh yes, you always get what you get. That's karma. You know, which
especially
I'm not
dealing
wishing
with you
it on you. But anyway, I realized what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting up, I'm in here. I done went into total solitude, like I deal with a few people here and there. But I'm really in solitude. The only time I come out of this shell is to do my show. You know, I come see you, or you know.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly when nobody's, my daughter's off to school right now. She's with me. I'm by myself, 85% of the day in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, King, you don't even want to leave the house. What is it? Because I'm in study mode. I'm in unlocking all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody getting locked up and stuff like that. And I'm like, this is what I got to do for now, for until the time for me to come out of it. You know? But,
mm-hmm.
man, it's been, and I've been like, yo. At first it would bother me, but now I'm like, it don't bother me anymore because I know this is for something else. All of this
That's
stuff
right.
coming up from people is for something else. This is for something way bigger than I could even comprehend right at this moment. So I have to just
That's
chill,
right.
you know.
And you don't do the work with no hindrance.
Yeah, but I have been having, man, the information. The people I've been running into. But anyway. So, I had to ask a question about something, right?
Okay.
It had to do with healing. I've been listening to this doctor. She's been educating people on eating. Like, if your brain ain't working right, you eat
mm-hmm.
Beef brain. Suggested pork rind. I would suggest that. But, yeah, she's been giving out that advice.
Nah, that ain't no
what
good.
What do you think of that?
I promise you that ain't no good. See, that's the Chinese. That's a flaw in their system. That's a 100% flaw in the Chinese system. That's when you they took the yin and yang concept and just went too far with the concept. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's when you eating and a lot of Europeans, and it worked better with Europeans and Chinese better than
that's
would
what I was
American
thinking.
Person.
That stuff wouldn't work for us. I'm thinking it's more like for the Caucasian. That would work. Things like that.
Yeah. Because see, even at the temple, a lot of companies send samples of glandulars, of animal body parts, and those things with these concepts. You eat this part of the animal, you would get this. And that's just a yin and yang concept that has went around for centuries. In fact, one of the things that you want to eat is the brain of an animal, you know. It has prions in it, and these prions cause mental disorders later. A lot of small indigenous people that lost their weight was developing all these mental disorders because they would eat the brains of their ancestors when they died, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where it started all this, it depends, and one form of it is mad cow disease, you know. These things affect you mentally in a major way. You know, you definitely don't want to eat no, and some of the worst parts of the animal is the organ meat. You know, it's so concentrated. Mm. You know, that's not good. And see, like, you know, there's a lot of different methods in natural healing, but then you got this form that people are using, and it doesn't work. You know, it's like the concept. You know, like somebody said, eat the heart of your enemy. You know, it's the same concept.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Eat the testicles
right.
of a bull. You know.
That ain't
gonna do nothing for you. It just you know even the Europeans eating babies. You know the Illuminati they do that.
Yeah, yeah.
They eat babies for their youth. You got sisters wanting to eat the placenta after the woman is. And she had the baby, they encapsulating the placenta. You know, that's not going to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the biggest businesses is taking the placenta of people. Now, white folks would benefit more from that than us because of they're different from us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're more different from us than we realize. And you know, it's deeper than just a complexion thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing that we can do is do deep breathing and get some and get that sunlight going. Do some sun gazing.
Yeah.
You can't do it, you know, you have to work yourself up to it. You'd be blown away what it'll do for you. We children of the sun, and the eyes must see the sunlight. We wearing these sunglasses when we're in the car. It's good to block when you're trying to see and you don't want to hear the car, but you need them rays, and the solar rays have to touch the eye. But see, the problem with a lot of people is they looking for something without doing the work. Nobody want to do the work, you know. When
right.
I was in training, we spent many hours meditating, breathe in a certain way, stand in certain positions, because the way you breathe and the way you contort and conform your body alters how the oxygen flows. It's really amazing what it do to you in so many ways. But nobody want to do that. You know, not everybody want to cut their butt up and cut their arms up and just do surgery. Nobody want to work out. And I'm like, dang, you know, everybody want a shortcut. And so if you can tell me you can eat somebody's testicles, because what they're doing is, you know, they do that to a lot of black boys. Everybody keep talking about a lot of that organ trafficking and stuff is them eating the body parts of people, you know. You'd be surprised a lot of people that have passed, powerful people that have passed, where they ate the hearts of them and did these rituals. Now, you can get something out of the ritual, and half of the thing that they're getting is a ritualistic aspect of eating that part or doing those ceremonies, you know, which is still a low level form of magic. You know what I'm saying? It's still a low level form of magic that you know, that they got to be looked at. You know.
We got a couple of callers that want to talk.
That's good.
All right.
That's good.
All right. Let's go to 850-303.
Peace to the God.
Hey, peace
to
the God.
What's going on?
Peace to the God, Brother Akeem. Peace to the God, brother.
Peace.
All right. Peace to the God.
Okay. Do I need to stay on topic, or can we jump around a little bit?
Of course. If you're talking about court cases or anything like that, we're talking about straight health questions. This is what this show is about.
Spiritual, metaphysical, occult, anything. I don't know much about it.
Oh, okay. This is the first time I tuned into the brother show. But, yeah, that's a good show. So you're right. Brothers, you know, you're right. Everybody want results, but they don't want to put in the work to get the results that they want, you know. So it's kind of hard.
Right.
It's kind of hard to say where everybody's at, you know.
Right.
I mean, you want it, but you don't want to put in the work, you know.
That's right.
But as far as our health go, you know, Noble Drew Ali tells us, you know, he needs healthy more. So, you know, we got to change up our diet. You know, there's a lot of things we got to change up. That helps out the other work that we're trying to do as well. You know, that's what I'm learning from, you know, Hindsight and different other brothers in the conscious community, you know, over the years
I know y'all be calling it the conscious community, man, but I got to the point where the conscious community is just as unconscious as any other community.
Exactly.
I'm trying to give them some kind of hope, you know. But
I have to call it, man. You listen. You done watch some of the people you have respected go and do the same thing
that
they done complained to other people about.
Same thing.
Show after show, you done watch them do that. So I failed to be disappointed. The conscious community, I don't even want to call it conscious community. What it is a few select people who have some information that other people don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
But for the most part, man, that scripture is real. There is a lot of hypocrites running around. There's a lot
That's
of people
right.
telling y'all that they did stuff that they ain't never did and teaching that. So the conscious community, I'm like, sometimes I want to go back up in the church and deal with them people. You know, at least they deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yeah.
I could never be, Akeem, more power to you, bro. I can't go back to that church, man. That'll take
but
some.
I can. You know why I can go in there? Because I know how to navigate my spirit through there. I can actually get in the church and talk to more people and actually reach them for where they need to be talked to than most of these conscious people that I talk to.
I actually agree with you. I agree with you so much with that statement. And I actually get around them more too. Because I don't know. It's starting to become churchy in itself.
Yes. Yes. It is.
Right.
It unturned. Right. And they have become so critical of every other group out there.
Everything.
They sleeping. They not woke. They this. They that.
That's right.
And just you making that statement is saying you ain't, you not woke.
That's
you know,
right.
People wake up. We people wake up and realize things when the time is right for them. They have to go through certain things. Certain things got to set up for them to even get to the point where they can be able to accept it. You got to remember, this is a hardcore program that we're getting.
That's right.
And if you remember the Matrix, they said they don't unplug people at us after a certain age because their mind can't handle it.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So some people just got to stay there. You know?
Yeah, because Noah's Ark closes at a certain point.
Because I done met more crooks in this movement than I have met in any even in the church. In the church, it's only
that's
the preacher
truth.
Trying to be a crook.
Yeah,
but
you're
in
right.
This
but
movement, in this movement, deep man, crooks coming out of everywhere.
Yeah, but you know
and,
what I mean?
And it's always some type of division going on. Oh.
Right.
Over stupid stuff, you know, stuff that don't even make sense, you know. So,
what's that
in my really is, man.
So what's that guiding light, brothers? I mean, if we all searching for that proverbial end of being a more, being listed as a more, and being a national,
that's the problem,
you know,
right there.
We
that's
can't,
the problem. You searching to be a more. You searching to be a national.
I'm trying to tell you,
was always that. You was always a national. Why are you searching for something you already got?
Right, but my I know my intentions are good, but I'm trying to see what would you say would be like that defining line, for all of the crookedness. I mean, it has to be the individual's person's own intentions that can only be really read by the creator. I mean, because only he can open things and give us understanding and connect us.
The reason why the crookedness comes up, listen, you only attract what you are. You only attract what you are, right? So I don't meet, I see people doing crooked things, but far, few people have done some crooked things to me, but I don't let it get in. But what I'm saying is, the reason why crookedness is gravitated to this community, because a lot of people that come to this community is looking not to pay their bills. They're looking not to pay their way. They're looking for a handout.
Right.
They're looking for something free. So if you're looking to get something for nothing, that's the type of people you're going to run into.
They get exactly what they're looking for. This is really a divine.
This community. A lot of people that come to this community, especially some of these teachers, are misfits, meaning they don't fit in nowhere else.
Right.
So they come here and play on your ignorance and your naivety and make themselves bigger than what they really are.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So
you know something that bothers me the most about it? I'm big on family. That's why I like you so much, Akeem. Every time I see you have one of your children with you, you're a hell of a father, man. Mm. I mean, you live by them principles. I'm big on principles. I'm big on universal laws, those type of laws, principles, not games. You know, what principles are you built off of? And, you know, as a man, you're supposed to be a master, able, and noble. You know, that's what a man is. But there's too many brothers that man because they got a bunch of kids. But half of them ain't taking care of them. You know? I've watched brothers in that. And I don't care who this is in. I've seen this at the shop. I've seen brothers learn this science so they won't have to pay child support. That really bothered me because it was like, we're going to play. And I would listen to him and say, well, you know, this child is the child of the state. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Take care of your child. Even if you can't afford your child, go see your child. You know what I'm saying? Go see them. Do something for your child. And you know, I do know some sisters being their feelings, and they do put brothers on child support and things. But sometimes, you know, if you can make it without trying to, you know, let the child decide if they don't want to be with them, and let the child support and the financial thing be something else too. I mean, a man supposed to take care of his kids, because if he reminds his kids and his kids like, hey, daddy, buy me that, something's going to awaken within that man to say, you can't tell your kid no every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
You're going to do something. Either just take them to get some french fries or something. But, you
right.
know, that man needs to be around his
But a lot of these brothers ain't that broke. A lot of these brothers really not that don't. They got money to buy more than french fries. They got money to do what they want to do with it. You know, if they met a
like
fine
that.
Woman that they want to sleep with, they will do everything they can to take that girl out. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
So
like that brother up there in North Carolina. This dude had the biggest contract at Carolina, and this dude killed his child mother.
Oh yeah.
And then the little boy is messed up, and he had the money to do it. He paid.
Yeah.
It cost him more to do what he did, man. To get a hit on that child cost more than paying for the child.
Yeah.
You know, some brothers just, you know, and so then the cycle continues because, you know, some men don't know how to be men. They don't know how to take care of their family, and you know what I'm saying? Because you'll see some men that if your daddy went there. And you ain't had no male father in your house, you know, and you know, cause to a little girl, that's the alpha, is the man. I mean, they father.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get an argument with a woman if you tell you ain't my daddy. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? That's the power of the father. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a power
right.
that a father have that transcends a damn dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So some of these brothers, you know, that just, oh no, I heard some brothers saying that a couple, you know, a while back, it was at that time, and the brothers was so into it, man, they had everything out talking. I said, man, I ain't going to sit in here and listen to y'all misuse this knowledge like this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, damn, you learning this
mm-hmm.
and you get out of paying for your child? You ain't
mm-hmm.
a man. You just got a penis.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't no man.
Those remedies aren't for that. So I don't see him being successful, you know. I mean, I wish him the best, but, you know, my understanding is, you're right, Brother Simeon and Brother Akeem. The remedies, I mean, this is a divine movement. So I think the Creator is really guards our whole movement based on our own soul intentions. I mean, if, you know,
mm-hmm.
we commit with the right people, we understand the right things, and we just kind of navigate on that, you know, navigate and knowing
mm-hmm.
that. We're not to use those remedies, you know, just for lower self-gratification, okay, just to say, okay, I'm not paying child support. Okay, it's bigger than that. You know, the whole movement is bigger than that. So,
that's right. As a
listen,
matter of fact,
I know, brother.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna tell you what got me into this science. I was reading this book long time ago. It's called the Synchronicity and the Seventh Seal by Peter Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
You know, I love reading. I read all kind of shit, and I love, you know. So this book was about, you know, synchronicity and the seven seals. So it's a chapter called Nova Juali in the book.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting here reading this chapter about Nova Juali, and it's going on saying that this man came and weirdly, black people, this man came and left, and the strange thing about it is the whole idea. Black people don't even know who this man is. So I'm sitting here reading this shit. I'm like, damn, who is this guy? They write a whole chapter on that black people, he says, so strangely, he's forgotten in history. So come to find out, they talking about this man was time traveling, Noble Drew Ali. So that's what got me looking into the Moors. You know what I'm saying? And I was just so impressed with he was a powerful man, magician. You know what I'm saying? He's a real mystic, and he knew the sciences. He knew how to navigate the seven seas, the seven chakras. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you're supposed to navigate a real Moor. You know what I'm saying? Navigating. And most people don't know how to navigate. They don't know how to move their energies and invoke their divine power. You know? Right. And you can't do it without the virtue. You can read up on the information, and you can debate and argue, but the virtues must be there. And that's what prevents people from accessing these keys. You know, you can have information, you know, they show you that in the Matrix. They had the key maker. And that man had to ask the goddamn keys, but he didn't know which one to open the door with.
Right.
So it's different keys to open each door, you know. And the spirit would keep you out if you can't use the keys. You know what I'm saying? And half the people are going to miss the whole point if they ain't taking the discipline of putting the right things in their body, the right thought. That's what I like listening to with the David Icke thought. Too many people, we think too much on what we don't want and what we don't like, who we don't like, who said this, who hurt my feelings. You can't critique nobody because you hurt their feelings and they stuck there. A lot of people don't want no critique. They just want you to, you know, your enemies will tell you better shit than your friends will, because you'd be surprised how I have people coming to see me and their parents be telling the damn truth except for the religion shit. You know, if you take religion out the door, most people's parents are right. If you take Jesus out, you know, then you need to stop smoking crack. You know, certain things, and they don't want to hear. So then you can join an organization to justify anything. You can hang. I ain't gonna knock no organization, but I can think of a lot of them. They got one for pedophilia now. You can get a bunch of people to come together and agree with any damn thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, so sometimes your friends give you the worst advice because they want you to misery love company. They want you to be with them and grow. And really, you have to be uncomfortable to get to where you got to go. Yeah, like me.
Yes.
Come on, the King. You know, man, you be off a few hours of sleep a day.
Right.
I mean, you know,
if you're comfortable, you're not doing something right.
You're doing something right.
If you're comfortable. And, you know, I know when something's coming because I get very uncomfortable, restless, and, you know, and shoot. Especially if you're asking for something big. Oh, you're going to get hit. You're going to get it. You just got to see, the thing is, all of that discomfort, like I said on my show yesterday, is to make you crack. And the crack is to let the light come in. Because once that light comes in, you can step on the other side of it and you look back, man, that wasn't as serious as I thought it was. Yeah, it's all about mastering yourself, your thoughts. How are you going to perceive something? People say something you don't like. How are you going to react?
That's right.
How are you going to do, you know, because your reaction is really what keeps you from getting a lot of the stuff you ask them for.
That's right.
Your reaction to it, you know.
That's how, that's a black people kryptonite. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is the number one reason black people in our emotions is our biggest problem. Because we get too big in our feelings. one thing I can say about white folks, because I have white folks coming to see me. You know, you see all these black images on the wall, and they act like they don't see them. Because they want to get well. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got no feelings involved. They're like, hey, this man can help me. And help me.
Yep, that's true, because I had half my class I did in Charlotte was white folks, and I was talking about how black meant them and all of that. I taught all of that. I wasn't biting my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
They sat there and listened because they was there to get some information.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get it. I've had now the only person that had a problem with me showing the true definition of black was a black person.
Right. That's right.
We treat our people too stuck on garbage stinking toys that they have no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a tendency to argue from a position of hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not from I went and read this and compared notes here, this and that. They will argue you down by something they even taught when they was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, that's all they just told me. I ain't never heard that. That's a famous thing. I ain't never heard that before.
That's
say, I ain't never read that before. I ain't never researched that before. They always say, I never heard that. You know?
And shut it down.
Right.
Sometimes we just need
if they ain't heard it, it can't be true.
Right. And you have to make
that show me how we interested in. Here's
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, brother, I keep hearing y'all say how brothers, how we hadn't made it until somebody else thinks that we have made it. Then we made it. You know?
Right. Well, you see it all the time. You see how brothers go out of their way to show you what they did and want recognition. Bro, even in right here, you can come up with some information that no one is talking about. And that person will be so eager and so greedy to get recognition that they'll go and teach it like they came up with the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It won't give you not one bit of credit.
None.
But see, I have said this in my past, and we're going to go to another caller. In my past, I have befriended a lot of pastors. And I'm not bragging when I tell you, Me being friends with them have made them better pastors.
Right.
Because what y'all never really heard me go in on the metaphysics of the Bible. Now, a lot of the stuff that Reverend Ike is teaching, I never was taught the stuff that I taught. But the reason why I like Reverend Ike, because he lined up what I was thinking many years ago. I said, damn, I knew that. And then I never heard none of Reverend Ike's teaching. And he's saying the same thing. And how did I get that information? Through meditation, through sitting back, waking up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and information download into me, right?
That's right.
I used to talk to pastors weekly and be dropping stuff, you know, things, insights on the Bible, and they go and preach it. And I tested this one time. I said to somebody I was seeing, I said, watch his message change. And the reason why his message changed is I stopped talking to him.
Right.
He started to keep regurgitating. There's a lot of people out here teaching, I'm telling you. You pay attention real closely. I ain't going to say nothing. Watch the people you be respecting and watch their teachings change.
Yeah.
Because the real power comes from the person you can't see or hear from.
That's right.
There's someone feeding them the information. There's someone giving them the insight to be able to talk about. But when that person is gone, they start talking about the same stuff over and over again. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, y'all see how I do my show. I come from the hip on my show. I just start talking.
Right.
And bring it out. And I really don't get real deep, but I'm about to get, I will be getting deeper. You know, because it's almost time, y'all almost ready. But anyway, let's get another call because it is about 10 o'clock. All right, peace to God, brother. All right.
Peace to God.
Hey, peace.
715-501.
Akeem, how you doing?
Hey.
Peace, Akeem.
Marco,
peace,
Marco,
Solomon.
Peace.
Hey, peace, brother. Peace.
Good hearing you guys. You know, I keep forgetting that the show's on Wednesdays, man. Damn.
We didn't do it last week, and we haven't been consistent. I'm going to try to get consistent. I have to get consistent. It's not his fault. It's my fault.
No, because I totally forgot about this show because I love listening to you guys. But, man, the stuff that you guys talk about, it's a spiritual war out here. It's all
right.
Spiritual
right.
war. Man,
right.
My journey started when I was like in grade school, and I went to a Catholic church, and I was like, man, this does not feel right being in here. It's like I got I was like telling myself, I want to know what God is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept on searching and searching. I hear from other people, from adults, you know, telling me what God is. And I just noticed, like, I can't listen to other people. I got to go through this journey myself and find out what God is and who God is. And, it took me till like I was an adult. Like, man, I would say almost in my 40s where I'm starting to understand, like, the teachings, like, what you're teaching, that God is within you. You know?
That's right.
And mm-hmm. when we know that power, man. But what interests me
it's unlimited.
Is what you,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. What interests me is I heard a little bit because I came in late. But Solomon, what you were talking about, you were talking about keys and about reaching like different levels of the spiritualness.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know how like the monks, you know, they go into solitude and stuff like that.
That's
like,
right.
I want to learn how to get, not learn about to get, but I want to better myself, get in that higher plane, you know?
Right.
And,
yes. So do you meditate?
I do, but yeah. I have trouble trying to get the voices out of my head. I just want to.
Okay.
I try to.
Now, what you want to do is what you're hearing is the ego playing games with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
The ego is the trickster. It's the thing mm-hmm. that makes us all think we separate from each other. We all one. Now, intellectually, you've heard that, you know it. But then at the same time, you don't really buy into it because we're looking at each other. And we it's just like the cells in the body. The cells in the body think that they're separate from each other. Each blood cell, each cell in the body thinks it's doing its own thing. It got its own brain, nucleus, and you got nerve cells think they're doing their thing, you know, the blood cells think they're doing their thing, and then on. So each one has his own ego, and the ego is the biggest illusion because it makes you think you're separate, but at the same time, we all live on this earth. We all came from the soil on this earth. We all gonna return. I'm talking about on a physical form. We're not talking.
Yeah.
I ain't going that far. So it's sad to say we all are one with this earth. We're not separate from this earth. We one on this earth, but the game is that we separate. That's why they say I am that I am. You know, because we all are one.
Mm-hmm.
So
you have to ignore
the ego talking to you. And listen to the gentle whisper. And sometimes the whisper is a feeling, a knowingness. You have to listen to that. And it's soft that we don't hear it until something happens. And then you cussing saying, man, I knew it. You have to
listen
to that voice. And that's what you listening to because I can start meditating, and sometimes you can just sit quietly And and you will be taken over time. Now, this is the thing. Sometimes people say, oh, nothing happened. That's part of the game. Nothing happened the first time. Okay? You got to knock three times. Like, a lot of people ask me to teach them the science on healing. And I have people I'm training. Talked to all of them. I told all of them. I made it hard for them to come. To learn. Because I'm not, this deeper than a financial thing. I don't want people because, and the more I hear people arguing, debating, the more the reason why I ain't giving it away that easy. You know what I'm saying? Because if
their intentions are wrong.
And so this about that. So like, you so it's a saying, you knock three times. You know, that's a Masonic thing. So, to get asked the first couple times, it ain't going to work. So, like when you start anything, the one that wants it is going to keep trying.
Keep at it,
Most people I know have tried it once. And I can tell that you are being true to this because you staying with this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you keep doing it. Sometimes you going in a dark room with nothing around you. I mean, I like being in the darkest of the dark room, you know.
Yeah.
And you will be surprised what happens by doing these exercises. It's best for you to see for yourself, because if you go there looking for something, better throw you off because you'll be too busy looking for this. Instead of just allowing it to come.
So the key is like not to think about. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's it. Just let it be. I remember when we smoking weed, doing sacred initiated plant, you know. And I know people, smoking weed, come on, it's science. So what hurt people is they. You know, one of my mentors said, man, stop pulling it so hard. Let it come to you. Take one pull, let it out. Let it come to you.
Don't rush it.
Because a lot of times we smoking to get high, and that's not spiritual. You take one pull, let it out, let the spirit let it do what it's going to do. And you will have an experience that you can't explain. Because just by just letting things be, you know, just going outside and sitting outside, let the celestial, because you will enter the celestial academy and the spirit will take you itself. Instead of trying to say, okay, just let it happen. You know, let it be your walk. Let these principles be who you are and not expecting nothing. Because that throws it off when you're looking for something. You know, you like somebody giving somebody something, looking, okay, I'm going to do this because this is my good deed. And then by me doing this, I'm going to get this. Just be this. That's who you are. You know, when
just
I see people, I say hey to them. You know what I'm saying? Not because I'm looking for something bad. This is just me.
You know? Got you.
And
that's good advice.
You'd be surprised what happened.
Okay. Got you. Okay.
Man, all right, Marco.
That's where I'm at right now. So I'm glad you gave me that advice. And I'm always keeping at it. I'm always keeping at it. I'm not going to quit until I reach that. So,
yeah, you're going to get
rewarded. Thank you, guys.
This is a journey, brother.
What else was I going to tell you? What do you think about, there's what's it called, Hayabusa or Hayawada or something like that? Some herb. Herb in the Brazil or something.
That's right.
And they
we
take
use
it.
That plant.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I have every. Yeah. I have so many initiated plants that I use. Now the ayahuasca is not going to do it by itself. It's other plants you have to put in with it. It's the shamanic brew. You know, I don't do the ayahuasca ceremonies with 1,000 people around me. I don't do that because spiritual is sacred. It's not for. That's a problem I have. They commercializing this thing. You can go to Atlanta right now and do a ceremony with all these random people around you. Now, I'm not being disrespectful to people. Mm-hmm. If that's the only chance you got, I get it. However, the point I'm making is this thing was not meant to be like going
taken lightly.
This is a sacred.
You can't take
thing.
It lightly. It's a spiritual thing.
Yeah, I know that thing. For everybody to do.
I know this whole process where they go to the tree and they talk to the tree and then they take
That's
it.
Right.
It's like all spiritual. There's a certain way of doing it. But yeah, like you said, when they commercialize that stuff, they ruin it. I say, okay.
Man, I could do ceremonies each month if I wanted to. And it'd change the game for me if I was looking for it on a financial level. You know, I know how to make the shamanic brew, and I mean, you know, we could have a ceremony every week, and people do it for that, and it's not meant for that. And when you do that, you destroy what it is. Just like people just, you know, we abuse things.
So what do you think as far as someone that would do something like that, you would have to see something in that person in order for you to do it, or you just do it by yourself?
Yeah. And so you're going to need somebody to observe you, to help you, because doing certain types of, you know, occasionally I have people that come and I bless them with certain plants to take. And, you know, somebody came by the other day and was like, wow, man, I accomplished a lot, you know. And then he was asking for some mold. I'm like, man, it don't work like that. You know, he said, man, you know, it's not meant to, you know, you ain't supposed to just say, oh, this is going to be what I'm going to do every weekend. This is spiritual.
Spiritual,
So he had that experience, and, you know, that's what was meant for him to see, you know. I remember I had the experience, and, you know, and then I'm being 100 with you. I tried to do it again because it was I spoke with an ancestor, real close family member of mine, and I wasn't expecting that to happen. And so, like most people, I like shoot, I'm gonna do it tomorrow.
Yeah,
and I did it the next day, and it was disappointing because you can't control an outcome, and I was trying to redo
force it.
What happened the night before, and it didn't play out like that, and I had a tremendous download, but later I seen what the spirit was showing me. But I was so upset, I wanted it to be me talking to this very close relative of mine again.
Wow.
I wanted it to be the same thing, you know, because that's what. And I went, and when I spoke with my relative, I went looking for that, but then when it happened, I wanted it again. You can't control the outcome of the spiritual nature thing.
Yeah, you can't control that. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you got so much knowledge, man. I got to tap into that. All right, more stuff you know, man, because you're an elder, and you got so much knowledge for us to teach us. So I'm with this.
I appreciate
you guys. Thank you guys.
All right,
man. Peace, brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You too.
All right, it's 10:15. It's one more caller. Do you want to take it?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and do it.
787-974. I guess they ain't had nothing to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Good show, man. Good show. But man. I ain't had time. I called you last week, but yeah, I know you was busy and I was we're talking about
brother,
it.
I know you ain't hit me last week.
Time. I was trying to share stuff, but I guess I wasn't supposed to talk to you last week.
I might have got a lobby fan that he say everything's going like you're supposed to go. That's I like when you tell me
exactly. Yeah, man. They try to hit me over the head hard, just straight dogging me. Did a whole show on me, man. But it's all right. Still, I send peace and blessings out to them all.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
If I can't deal with your sparring session, I can't deal with what I'm getting ready to go to. So
that's right.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. But anyway, but I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay,
anyway.
That sounds good.
All
right,
man, peace. Next week.
Hey,
next
peace.
Week.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, peace.